Breaking $5 a gallon, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. AAA just updating its national average price for a gallon of gasoline, exceeding $5 for the first time ever, up almost 2 cents a gallon from yesterday. The West, the Northeast, and the Great Lakes region already higher than that. Across the country, drivers are feeling it.
It's painful to go to the gas station, and I think we're all just feeling that.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, and everyone needs to brace for that.
To get to school and home every single day, it's costing us $115 a week.
Everyone's hurting right now, including myself, so it's a bummer.
With gas and food prices leading the way, inflation reached a 40-year peak in May. President Biden says he has plans.
With the Port of Los Angeles as a backdrop, President Biden said improving the supply chain is key to bringing down prices.
That's why I've been focused on ports.
The president pointed to less bottlenecks in part through new infrastructure spending, but says Congress can do more to rein in prices from shipping companies.
Foreign-owned shipping companies that raise their prices while raking in just last year $190 billion in profit.
Consumer prices jumped more than 8.5% last month from year over year. That is the highest figure since 1981.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Wall Street down sharply on the inflation report. The Dow plunging 880 points on Friday. Headed dangerously higher this weekend, the mercury across the southern plains, the desert southwest, and central California. A stifling forecast in Phoenix.
113, 114 each day. Lows, overnight lows are also going to be very warm. We're only expecting lows in upper 80s each night. So as a result, we do have an excessive heat warning through 8 p.m. on Sunday.
That's meteorologist Marvin Percha at the National Weather Service in Phoenix. 15 million people are under excessive heat warnings this weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A judge has ordered the state of Texas to at least temporarily stop investigating the parents of children seeking gender-affirming treatment.
Last month, the Texas Supreme Court said the State Department of Family and Protective Services could resume investigating families who get their children gender-confirming medical care. Governor Greg Abbott equated the medical care with child abuse and directed welfare agencies to investigate. Attorneys for three families said they were notified the investigations would resume after the Supreme Court ruling. Now, Austin-based Judge Jan Seufer has issued a temporary restraining order stopping the investigations after a new lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and Lambda Legal. Her ruling also applies to the three families who are being investigated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Bond set at $100,000 for the Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in the shooting of Patrick Leoya, the 26-year-old refugee who was on the ground when Officer Christopher Schur shot him in the back of the head following a traffic stop back on the 4th of April. Schur's attorney says it was self-defense as Leoya was trying to grab the officer's taser. A brush fire ignited fireworks being stored in a shipping container. That's killed one person and injured three firefighters, one of them critically in LaGrange, North Carolina. A lack of buyers leads to a price drop for a private island with a controversial past.
Jeffrey Epstein's two islands, notoriously referred to as Pedophile Island, are having a hard time scoring a buyer. The U.S. Virgin Islands were listed together in March for $125 million, but are now going for $55 million apiece. An attorney for Epstein's estate told the New York Post that all the money from the properties will go to resolving outstanding lawsuits and the cost of the estate's operations. Epstein was found dead at a New York detention center in August of 2019 while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. He was accused of flying underage girls to the island to sexually abuse. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.